Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
That's how it sounded for the fans at the end of last night's Celtics game at the Garden. The Celts defeated the Philadelphia 76ers 114-112, winning their playoff series 4-1 and advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second straight season. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer was at the Garden and joins us this morning to talk about the win and what comes next. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So it was a tight fourth quarter last night. The Sixers led by 4 points with 90 seconds left. How'd the Celtics pull it out?
Yeah, it was a really tight quarter, and it had fans on the edge of their seat, sort of living and dying with every make, missed shot, turnover. And there were some clutch plays in the final minute that pushed the Celtics to victory. First, you had a layup from Marcus Smart that tied it at 109. And then Marcus Smart, who was really sort of the hero of the game, particularly the late part of the game, made a terrific pass inside to rookie Jason Tatum for a layup that put the Celtics ahead for good. Some nervous moments when J.J. Redick hit a three and Smart missed a late three throw, but the Celtics were pretty determined to finish it off at home. And here's Jaylen Brown on how the Celtics mentally approached the game.
I was saying it from the jump, this game 7, and we treated it as such. We didn't want to go back to Philly. We didn't want to keep building their momentum. And it was good to get a closeout game here on our home floor.
Shira, how surprised should we be that the Celtics have reached the Eastern Conference Finals for 2 years in a row now?
Very surprised. I mean, honestly, did you expect this after what happened, first of all, in the offseason? They only have 4 players remaining from last year's team, and that was a team that went to the Eastern Conference. And then I think we can all remember how things started in Cleveland this year, the season opener, when Gordon Hayward, the free agent, the big free agent acquisition for the Celtics, had that gruesome leg break and was ruled out for the season. That was a big blow. And after that, no one really, I think, expected all that much from the Celtics. Certainly no one could have predicted how the young players like Jaylen Brown and rookie Jason Tatum would play like seasoned veterans, really mature quite quickly. And so there was some hope heading into the playoffs in March. And then, of course, Kyrie Irving is ruled out for the rest of the season after knee surgery. So it was hard to imagine the Celtics getting back to the Eastern Conference Finals without Hayward or Irving, unless you were in the Celtics locker room, because while forward Al Horford understands why there would be doubters, he sensed all along that this was a pretty special group.
People from the outside probably expected, you know, not much out of us. But I've seen the way that these guys prepare. I've seen the way that they train, and they want to be great, and they understand that it's bigger than them. It's about the team. We're playing for each other.
Now, of course, they'll face their biggest test with Cleveland. But I have to say, being in the locker room after the game, you didn't get the feeling that the Celtics were sort of happy to be advancing. It seems like they're still on a mission, and they're optimistic that they can beat Cleveland.
But, of course, they're facing one of the greatest players ever in Cleveland's LeBron James, who's, by many accounts, taken his game to another level in these playoffs so far this year. Some of the shots he's making are just incredible.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for that if you're the Celtics? How do you prepare for the whole Cleveland team, and do they have a chance to win the series?
Man, I don't know how you prepare for LeBron or how you even slow him down. But at this point, given all the unexpected developments throughout this season and how resilient this Celtics squad has been, I think you've got to say, why not? Why can't they win the series and go to the NBA Finals? Another thing to keep in mind, they haven't lost at home all playoffs, and they have home court advantage now in the Eastern Conference Finals. But you're right. I think first priority is to figure out how to deal with LeBron, some way to slow him down. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals is set to tip off Sunday afternoon.
Okay, and we'll all be watching. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.